All right, divorce registry. Now, let me recap for those that did not do this in their time. As in, when you get married, and from what I recall, the original purpose of people bringing wedding gifts is because these two people were going to be moving into a house together and they needed things to start their life up, where you just buy things that are for a home. At some point in the timeline of our history, somebody said, nah, man, why don't we just do registries where you can actually specify the things you need so you're not ending up with 7 kettles and 4 toasters, so that you actually can go out and look for the things that you would like. So that is now the norm. People will send you a link to their gift registry and then you go and you pick from the list or you get something else. The same thing applies with a baby shower. You have a first-time mom who has all these women gather and gift her with things that would help support her with the new baby. And then it became a registry, right? So what I didn't know in the wake of people throwing divorce parties, yes, we do not like to celebrate the breaking up of a family. What we do like to celebrate is the end of a marriage that was not great. That we can celebrate because we're all for people's happiness. What I did not know is now there is a trend of divorce registries. So, divorces, okay? And I finally have my paper. I'm ready to celebrate. But before I invite my friends, I go and do a gift registry. And if you're wondering, why in the world would you need to get gifts for your divorce? Well, I gave up the microwave in the process of the divorce. He took the dog. He took the microwave. He took the ironing board. He got the couch. He got this. So let me actually do a registry of the things that I need. And maybe what's on the registry could alleviate some stress by allowing other women to come and share the kind of help that you can all give me, but also the kind of support that I'm going to need going forward. And some people are not just going as far as putting gifts on their registry, like a microwave, or maybe you want a puppy. People are putting on their registry rent, mortgage, car payments, or maybe a gift card for your internet bill, a gift card for your Netflix account. Babes, I know you're going to be crying and suffering. Here, let me top up your Netflix account. And it sounds kind of ludicrous, but I want to hear from all of you what your thoughts are on this. Are there other registries that you think should be there? So the team and I, as we're chatting, we're like, what are the moments in our lives, in the journey of life, where we would like people to bring us the gifts we have chosen? Now, hear me out. The first one I said was a funeral registry, and I will tell you why. If I've lost someone close to me and you're coming to support, because this conversation has happened many times. Thabo the other day was talking about people wanting skaftin, Eddie, I'm cooking for you. You are coming to support me because I've lost my close loved one. Ne? And then afterwards, you guys are still after tearing La Groova. So it kind of makes sense that I can be like, listen, my dad is gone or my mom is gone or whoever is gone. Here's a gift registry of things I actually need now that I've lost this person in my life. Is that crazy to you? If somebody said, no, because maybe like having 20 bouquets of flowers that are going to die in a week is not what I need. Maybe I need like a trip to the Maldives to grieve properly, to, you know, feel this loss. And as the people who love me, I think that could kind of make sense, right? But there are other, yes, the one I'm saying about the funeral, controversial, not typical, but I'm sure there are friends who would do it. Like if you're close enough to me and I had a registry and you know that losing this person equates to this ripple effect in my life, you might show up and do it. But other things that I thought we could do for gift registries. Can you imagine in your group of friends, one of your friends has been unemployed for a long time? I'm talking like, let's say 2 years unemployed, sitting waiting for an opportunity. All of a sudden, they finally get their first job. And we all know the first month of a first job is tricky. Why? Because you don't have uniform, you don't have clothes, you don't have transport money. Then we gather together as friends and you give us a registry of the things you actually need. Because where you're going, you have to pay for your own uniform skirt, you have to wear specific shoes. Maybe I'm going to actually, on your gift registry, you can put some emergency Ubers there in case you work late. You don't have to take the taxi. Why are we not doing gift registries for our friends who have their first time job? Hey, where that person tells us specifically what it is that they need. Like, yo, actually, I need ties. Can somebody buy me ties? And your friends come and bring ties. So when we come there to celebrate your first job, we also are gifting you with these things. Another one that I thought about is a first-time varsity goer who's going to move into res. The number of people who maybe NSFAS is going to be paying, it just covers the basics. But you don't even have simple things in your res room or wherever it is you're staying. We should do gift registries for that. So I want to hear from you. Let me know what needs gift registries in this time we're moving in, where we're more, we're less polite in the sense that you're not just leaving people to decide for you. We're now more blatant about the kind of help that we need. And I'll even add another one. If you find out that one of your friends has just been retrenched or lost their job, and now you gather as friends, loved ones, and family, and you gift this person the things that they need, right? Or you just got fired, whatever the case may be. We know everybody's going through a tough time. And how would you feel if you're invited to something and a person has a gift registry? When I go to a housewarming, I didn't know gift registries happen for housewarmings. Apparently they do. But when I go to a housewarming, I will always bring flowers the first time and then I'll check your place out and see what's missing. And then afterwards, I'll get you something that could possibly fit in, or I'll give you a voucher to choose for yourself. So let me know. Is it ridiculous? Is it crazy? What are the things that need gift registries? Because sometimes the people who are getting married were living together anyways for 5 years. Maybe they don't need a microwave, but maybe the person who just got divorced does need the microwave. Maybe the person who is going to start their first job needs shoes. So what are some of those things, the gift registries? What would you add to the list of registries that you would be behind and would support? And is my thought around a funeral registry crazy? Give us a call, 011-883-0702. SMS us 31702. Tweet at Relebogile M at Radio 702 using the hashtag 702 afternoons and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
WhatsApp Relebogile on 072-702-1702.
18 minutes after 1 o'clock. We're getting your voice notes in on 072-702-1702. And yes, let's hear from you around the gift registries. Are you somebody who has attended a divorce party? And how did it feel for you being invited to a divorce party? I think if you're somebody who is terribly close to that person and you know that this separation or breakup was for the better, yes, I think many people get behind it. It does seem in poor taste for some people. It does. But no one wants our loved ones suffering. So for me, I think it makes complete sense. Here's one of your voice notes.
Guys, it's a brilliant idea. I have so many friends who in their 40s got divorced and their husbands were bleeping them for everything. And to get your internet sorted, your couple of months deposit sorted, to get some services rendered from friends who are perhaps interior decorators or movers or that sort of thing is brilliant. I'm totally going to be thinking about doing this for friends.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, but looking at, I mean, even just us as a group here, a 702 family, we show up for one another. in so many different ways. Can you imagine the kid that matriculates and now we are doing lovely gifts for this person and they are getting ready to go into the next phase of their life. And then they don't get into varsity, they don't qualify for NSFAS, and now they're sitting. Can you imagine what that gift registry would have done for them? You give them a voucher to be studying online. Maybe now they can say, guys, I've matriculated, whether I got distinctions or not. And I chatted about this before with my cousin who sent us a list of the things she needs to start varsity. And she included the Woolies vouchers, take a lot vouchers for every distinction. She put an amount. But can you imagine the young person who doesn't have a plan? They don't have anywhere to go or to be straight after varsity. We know that there are many young people in that space. Had they been set up nicely with a gift registry? What are these online? There's Udemy. Is it called Udemy? It's Udemy. There are a couple of different online courses that you could be gifting people. 21st birthday. So I never had a 21st birthday where my parents gave me a key. Like, I was working, I decided last minute we're going to go to this bar restaurant thing in Sandton. My parents came. We didn't do a whole traditional, you're an adult now. I think my dad actually said, we're supposed to be making an adult, but you forced your way into adulthood at 17 when you started working. But can you imagine having a gift registry for somebody who's turning 21? It could even just be a list of, it could be a survival kit. It's that thing that's like, now that you're an adult, here's a book for you to know how to pay your taxes. I'm going to gift you a session with my accountant so they can teach you how to do this thing. I'm going to gift you a session with my business manager. Like, can you imagine? I think these gifts know absolutely no bounds. Here's another voice note.
Hey, lovely afternoon. Yo, hey, divorce registry. Nanga kopela di swartsak. And then kitlo tsenya everything that reminds me of him. Haban? Nothing more. Just the swartsak, a whole box full.
Di inge? Di swar? Did I miss something? I hope somebody listening understood that void, because na swar ke brother-in-law. Am I misunderstanding something? Yo, 011-883-0702, let's go to the lines. Tepo, how's it?
How's it, Relebogile? I'm good, and how are you?
Good, good.
Good, good. No, Relebogile, on funerals, I blatantly agree. You know, people
yes!
are so much demanding on you. Now they come to your funeral. Now you need to sort out the after tears and. But now, the one that I just thought about, you know, these bundles of joy that go to the school, school for the first time.
Yes.
We need to think about something along those lines.
I like that because can you imagine a little gift registry that mom and dad have done, similar to when it was the baby shower? You'll include there that your child really likes Spider-Man, so the Spider-Man lunchbox, and then the school bag. Now I'll include there, you know.
Now you see, because, you know, a little scrutiny, and I may not cost a lot for one person, but if you add to the parents the whole package, you're including the school fees, no half.
What about if I say they, I include on the registry paying the year's fees for my child?
You might as well. Maybe you've got a rich friend out there.
The problem is I have rich friends, but I don't like asking for anything. It's like, it's a problem for me.
No, you're not being direct. You're just putting it there nicely in the register.
You see, we're starting a new trend here. I definitely support the first time school goers. They do need a registry. And we know that time of the year, January, is also when parents are struggling financially.
Yes.
Okay.
No, thanks for having me. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much, Tepo from North Riding. I'm going to be the person in the family group saying grade one is starting. And thank you to everybody translating for me the voice note saying Relebogile, swart sak, as in black bags, refuse bags from Snowy. Thank you so much, because I didn't hear the swart sak. I just heard swar And I'm like, how, you want your brother-in-law where? But yes, for all the things to be thrown out that remind you of your ex. Conversation for another day, guys. You don't have to throw out everything that reminds you of your ex. If that jacket is the warmest jacket you got, are you throwing it away? Are you throwing it away? Here's another voice note.
Hello. I actually support the funeral thing. I also have an issue with, especially, you know, when the coffin goes down and they put all the flowers on the coffin and they're just covered with sand. That's such a waste. I just want the minimum. One thing on the coffin, nothing in the church, not an extravagant coffin that's going to rot. Nothing like that. Rather come, we give you food and that's it. No extravagance. Celebrate me while I'm alive. I want to do a memorial service where people can tell me, oh, you're so bad, oh, you're so good, while I'm here, not when I'm gone. I'm not going to hear you. And I started to become a content creator. And one of my friends said, let's have a business shower for you so that
yes!
you can tell us what you need, like, you know, maybe additional camera, a tripod, shit, just some stuff. And I just, you know, I think I was just too proud at the time. I should have done it, but, you know, I'm now good, well into it, and I think it's a good idea. You know, have a business shower for somebody that's just starting off as a content creator or anything. Similar to, you know, moving into your first res as a student. Mulligan from Norwood.
Thank you so much, Mulligan. What you said about the funerals, I just stand by the fact that something happens, ne? People are very loving and helpful. They come through, they bring cakes, they bring flowers, and then the person is buried. And then suddenly there's this terrible silence. The silence of the realization that the person is gone. And not only that, you are stuck with all this admin that needs to be done. You're stuck with all this work that needs to be done. And now you could have been like, actually, guys, here are the gifts that I need. I need somebody to take pictures of this house because we're putting it on the market. I need this and this and this. Can you imagine if that be the case as opposed to us bringing flowers that are going to die? Or maybe like leave that bucket of digugu. Do something that the family actually needs. So I am going to motivate that we absolutely normalize doing gift registries. Somebody on Twitter just said to me, Jerome says, so now we must all contribute for your decisions like school supplies. No. Okay, you don't have to pay for the school supplies, but maybe you can pay for, I don't know. But it's for the close people in your life. It's not like every acquaintance that you have. Hear more of your voice notes on 0727021702.
Hi, Philip. Thanks for the show. I'm that kind of person who always bring something out for any achievement, whether it's a birthday, it's something that's precious or it's dear to your heart. I will always bring something, even if it's housewarming. I'll come up with something, a frame, something. So we should have a registry for anything that you see. It's an achievement for that person, you know? Something that is close to the person's heart. Anonymous. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much, Anonymous. Apologies, the audio was not great, but we got the gist of what it was that you're saying. And I have to say, not everybody is a gift person, as in that's their language of love. So even when we speak gift registry, I think as individuals, knowing the people around you, knowing yourself, you can also like list specific things that are services. Can you imagine having somebody who's lost their parent, who was living alone, and a friend, you know, gifting them with their time to pack up the house? So the gifts don't always have to be expensive material items. they can be very practical things that maybe no one could think of. So now you know Mang Mang's loved one has passed away. And you first trying to figure out, oh my gosh, I want to contact them, but I don't know what to say. Jiggy Jiggy, the sister says, hey guys, as you know, this person's passed away. Here's the gift registry. Now you can just look at a list and say, oh, great. They do need cakes. Let me be the one to get that. Or they do need something to be done there. Let me be the one to get that. Keep your messages coming through 0727021702 or give us a call 011-883-0702.
Your voice.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 Afternoons.
With Relebo Gile Mabotja.
25 minutes to 2 o'clock. I'm trying not to laugh my head off as we're having this conversation around gift registries, because a divorce registry has become the thing. But the person who's making me laugh is on X at Any Mall. Says, imagine a funeral gift registry saying coffin. I am so dead. Guys, don't put coffin on the gift registry. We are taking your calls on 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 0727021702. Other registries that have been recommended is for the first time school goers. So my grade one. Hey, if I'm the stationery voucher, the white shirt, the gray pants, you know, it could go such a long way. When you go to a housewarming, like let's say I'm moving into a bigger house, is it wrong that I'm sending you a gift registry of the things that I need? I've been eyeing out that 100-inch TV, girl. Are you coming through to help with it? But also, you know, there are difficult things that people go through in life, like loss of a person, of a job, of opportunity, so many things that we can do gift registries for. I'm even going to take it a step like further. If, let's say, I was terminally ill and I knew I've got 6 months to live, I'm going to send you guys a gift registry. I'm going to make it like a young farewell party while I'm at my best, ne? And then send you guys a gift registry of all the things that I would have wanted to experience in my life. Are you my friends? Are you going to go to Italy and get me that Italian thing? Palisa's here shaking her head like, yo. 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line, 0727021702. More of your voice notes.
Imagine the gift register a funeral. And I lay a coffin. I know, and this in it from Joburg South.
Hi, Lebo. Based on the funeral thing and the gift and the divorce thing, you know, Lebo, me personally, I would rather help somebody when they want to start their businesses. When I have, I contribute whatever I can that I know that's going to help towards her business or his businesses. Because I'm telling you, when I went through the divorce, I had to literally start from A. Mm. And it was not easy, Lebo. It was not easy. So if it comes to a divorce party, now I would ask them, or I would love them to plan for me, you know, to give me something that's going to bring a stable salary in every month, than just having to give me something that's going to finish now and then what after. You know, because going through a divorce and having to start from a scratch table, it's no child's play. Trust me. Nikki Foslo.
Thank you, Nikki in Foslo. And yes, Smomoza on Twitter agrees, saying on her divorce registry, gift registry, these are the items she would put. Number one, trip to Paris. Number two, 20,000 rand divorce party budget. Number three, lawyer's fees. And number four, rent for 6 months. Come on, I like it. Pumeza says, a new business, whether it's a business based at home or office premises, empty nest chapter. First job. I like the new business one. First job. I remember I wanted a briefcase after graduating. I don't know why. It just felt grown up. I'm actually gonna buy, I'll buy one of my nieces or nephews a briefcase when they get their first job. I absolutely love that. But I think because briefcase just represents something, it's like, ooh, wasebenza, you've made it. On the WhatsApp line, the divorce party idea is wonderful. I'd have put down, take my children off my hands. Women don't get it to deal with the emotions of divorce because they most often are left with the children. We get into super drive mode to run the new home, manage the children's grief while ensuring day-to-day living carries on with minimum disruption. Had my friends and family take turns to care for my kids on weekends, I could have had time to recharge for the week ahead and the kids would have had a welcome distraction to relieve their pain. More of your voice notes.
Ella, thank you for thinking about, you know, everything, the little gritties which we don't think about. Listen, brilliant idea. Because in the olden days, people used to even contribute towards, there was a table there at the funeral where people would do donations and condolences. It doesn't happen anymore.
Mm.
But listen, whenever me and my class of 76 ex-schoolmates come together, we do a gift registry at, can be anyone, I don't want to promote a shop now, but we each one go there to choose what we want. We put it in the gift registry, and then let's say you are 10. Each person will go and buy something that has been chosen by another one. So we do a get together. The last time, October, we went to Sun City, and voila, there are the gifts for each and every person. Okay? Brilliant idea.
I love that so much. I love that. Can you imagine just getting to reconnect with close friends from years ago? And there are those friends you maybe speak to twice in a year. And before they catch up, you get to gift one another that a person actually needs. I absolutely love that. More of your voice notes.
When I was vacationing more, you want the suburbs, greener pastures. And then you expect the neighbors that you are leaving behind, more vacationing, to give you gifts. Ah, you'll get those gifts, but it won't end well.
I know exactly what you're saying, but I don't think, okay, in real life, and I've said this before, majority of my family lives now in burbs. Like, my child doesn't have proper rurals to go to with close family. So even this thing of being komafu in the hood, collocationing, they don't live there anymore. People have moved. The funerals I've been going to support, we're in the burbs. We're at West Park Cemetery. We're going to Reima for the service. Times have changed. They really, really have. For many people. Not to say for everybody, but for many people.
Hi, Lebo. Great show. Tato here. Forget the swat sack. I think for dramatic effect, rather someone must bring you paraffin or petrol so you can have a bonfire at your divorce party and burn all the things you want to leave behind. The dramatic effect for me, I think, is it's actually great content for your social media also. And I think also maybe have a gift registry for when you're ready to go back into the dating pool.
Ooh.
You know, maybe friends can volunteer to babysit. Maybe friends can volunteer the holiday flats when you have the kids over, but you also want to go on a little naughty date. I don't know. Use it, don't use it.
I actually love that. Tato, that's a good one. Because after the gifts at divorce party, ne, we've burnt all the things. Now I'm ready to go dating. You can add like sexy outfits. You can add lingerie because now you're back on the market. You want to feel like yourself. I can gift you a hair appointment, lace front, you know?
Hi, Rilebohile. It's Dimakatso David Mukwena here in Pretoria. With regards to gifting for funerals, But what we do is that if there is a funeral in the community, the whole village comes together as men. We go and we clean the yard. We go to the graveyard. We do the cleaning. And the entire village also, each and every single family contributes. I think it's around 20 rand where I come from. Originally, I'm from a village of Bohaka, Kakoshi, Make, outside Dandin in Limpopo. So that's what we do. And in addition to that, after the funeral, you know, like the Saturday, then from Sunday and Monday, what the community does is that they go there. What we do is we would actually help the family to pack, you know, like bring down the tent, clean the house, the beddings and stuff, and make sure that the house is in a pristine state. Thank you.
Hi, Relebogile. I couldn't agree more on the business shower, so I won't touch on that as somebody has already. But my sister and I have had what you call a period party or a first moon party for our girls when they start their period, where we get all our friends together, especially ladies' friends, who will come through with gifts and or packages and stuff like that, and they'll have like some pads and tampons and some read-ups on how to use and how to clean and so on, some flowers, maybe some bath salts and all of that stuff, and the tons of frozen yogurts and chocolates and stuff like that. We found this very useful and very powerful, and
can I see the invites? Okay, so I never said it, but I wrote it down. The girls thought I was crazy because they're like, if you're having a period party or a menstruation party, is it every month? Your partner should be doing that for you. But the way he said it, a first period, I'm just curious what the invite says. Like, is the child okay that you're telling all your friends that their cycle started? Like, I don't know. Like, is it, I don't know. But I think it's a great idea. I'm just wondering, how do you go about saying to your friends, by the way, my daughter's just started her period. Here's a list. Ladies come through. I don't know. I would love to hear more about it.
Hi, Lebohile. So on the divorce party thing, I'd never want to divorce my wife, but if it ever has to happen, I am always having things being placed under her name. The house, the cars, everything. The money I get paid goes into her, well, not doesn't, but I send them bulk of the money to her account for to settle things. I will probably need that kind of comfort. But yeah, so if things never go right, I just don't want anyone to be calling on 702 talking about all those things, you know, because I think we have to provide for the people we love. Cool.
Thank you so much. And the lovely messages. Justin says, a registry for a first job is a great idea. We had a young lady start her first job with us. We noticed she was wearing what looked like her church clothes all the time. We gave her a once-off allocation and the option for a loan to get some more work clothes. Another one says, Buddha from London. Now that you mention things like gifting with your time and effort, it sounds like most of us have been putting gifts in many people's registries since the dawn of time. Think about it. Showing up at a neighbor's funeral, putting all of that sand back in the grave to properly cover you at weddings, or any type of cultural ceremony even. You will always find volunteers giving of their precious time. And considering that this is time that they won't recover, it's logical to put others' attention on such a registry. Remember, times have changed also. People aren't following culture anymore, like what was spoken about that's still happening in the villages. But thank you so much for all these suggestions and recommendations. Sometimes we do think of things to talk about that seem tongue-in-cheek, and then brilliant ideas come of it. So those of you that are thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I had, do it. Do it for your friend's new business. Do it for your friend's first grade, your friend's child's period. Do all of it.